views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from, rainy, a little bit sunny Seattle. You never know here. Here on KKNW AM 1150 on Hubbard Radio. You may be listening somewhere on the East Coast on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States on CRN, Cable Radio Network, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But I'm so glad wherever you're calling, wherever you are today, I can't talk and I'm on the radio. I'm really glad you've joined us here today because we are going to be taking callers, and I'm not going to tell you about what, but it's going to be fun today. But before I get into that, I'd like to say hello to my better half here in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers. Benny is the one who allows you guys to hear the conversation. Hi, Benny.
Single-handedly, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, I know. It's like you are so multitasking there and blah, blah, blah. Like if you could only see what's in the studio, folks. How many screens do you have there? One, two, three?
Five four? In the actual studio and six when I bring my own laptop in. So
six.
It's a bank.
Yeah. Six of them, mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm. There's a screen.
Oh, you're right,
there,
seven. I forgot
seven
the video. You're right, you're absolutely.
And then how many keyboards do you have?
I have three.
Three keyboards. And what is that big machine over there on top of the...
It's a little bit of everything. We got old CD players. You remember those?
Oh,
yeah, those,
I do. Yes,
we still
I
have
got
those.
One
yeah.
of those.
Those are our backup systems when all else fails here at the station, which we rarely use, which is great. So
that
knock
is
on
great.
For
great.
Micah or whatever
yeah.
we got here.
And there's a camera to control. You were
yeah,
just uh-huh. adjusting that.
I was making you look pretty. Which I don't need to do much.
Oh, gosh. No,
I
overslept today, so I'm not sure how pretty I look. But,
couldn't
you know. Anyway, you know, I know from personal experience and I know from experience with my clients that we often get stuck. Even those of us who are on our spiritual journeys, who are on our psychological, you know, transformative journeys, we get stuck sometimes. And you know, I write about it, I think about it, I teach about it, the vibration of change. And one of the things that's really apparent to me as I've gone through the years, you know, as a healer, as a teacher, and as somebody on who's also struggled, we have higher level support. Now, I just want to say that one more time, and I want you to sort of tune in to the sensations of your body. We have high level support. That means you've got it. You have guides. You have energetic support in the field, so to speak. I'm not sure if the guidance looks like some bearded man or some angelic woman, or if it looks more like a sort of a geometric structure from this universal intelligence, or if it's just different forms of light, maybe little light beings. I'm not sure how it works. You know, I've seen some interesting things, but I'm never sure if it's just getting filtered through my own mind. But the one thing I'm very sure about, because I receive it on a moment-to-moment basis, and so do you, is we have guidance. So today, what I'd like to do is something fun. I've got a mix of oracle cards, and I would love for you, the listener, to call in and ask for me to pull a card. Now, I also do intuitive work, and you know, I do Akashic record readings, and of course, I've channeled in information about these vibrational structures called the 111 activation and the 222 activation that help transform people's lives. I tune into you know, the energy when I'm working on somebody doing a healing session. But what I'd like to do right now is to tune into the energy of the right card to pull for you. So, Benny, can you please share with our listeners what the telephone number is? Because I can never remember.
I'll be more than happy to. It's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Get that locked in. Dial us away. I'm ready for, or actually, I should say, we're ready for your call.
We are ready for your call. And I know that sometimes it helps having an outsider sort of say, okay, well, I'm going to get some guidance for you one way or another. And it's very helpful to sort of reach out to somebody else and get guidance. So right now, I'm going to pull a card for everybody who's listening. Oh. Because I do believe whether you're listening live or whether you're listening on an archive that there is something that is intended for you. Now, right now, I'm opening up a deck of Denise Lynn's Gateway Oracle cards. I love Denise Lynn. Denise has been a guest on the show a couple of times. She's actually going to be here in Seattle this weekend at the Hay House I Can Do It conference. And she will be talking about past life regressions and leading people through that. And it's a very powerful process. And I encourage you, if you're in Seattle, you know, if you're interested in that. But she's got some fabulous coaching cards and Oracle cards. And right now I'm going to pull a card that's meant for each and every one of us. For those of you who are listening. All right. I like this card. This card says listening with your heart. And the quote of what we should say to ourselves, the affirmation is, I trust the messages I receive from my heart. Now, I know that for many of us, particularly in Western society, we struggle with kind of discerning which is our rational information and what information is coming from the heart. And one of the ways that I personally will work to sort of decipher between the two, to try to distinguish between the two, is I will get the information, and if the information has a big emotional charge for me, like either, you know, really positive or really negative, it's often relating to my own sort of psychology as opposed to the information of the heart. The information of the heart, I believe, comes through initially neutrally, and then there's something that just feels like there's a glow about it. Like it might give you tingling head to toe. It might give you some ease within your body. You actually might feel sensations within your heart. I call it the heart. It's really the heart chakra, that the energy field that spins around there in the high heart region of our chest. But it's something that actually feels good. But it's not like a zing of, ooh, this is really great, or ooh, you know, I've got to be careful of that. It's really more neutral, but with a glow. That's my own personal interpretation. And then ultimately, as we implement the information that comes to us from the heart, as we have the trust and honoring of following it, then that leads to greater and greater glowing exuberation, a feeling of being in alignment, greater ease in the body. So that's it. But I love that. So this message is for each of us and each of you who is listening, listen with your heart. Now, it looks like, Benny, we've got some callers.
We do, and that's fairly appropriate. Of course, we got Valentine's Day coming up this weekend.
You're
so
right,
why not listen to your heart,
yes.
Right? Okay, there we go.
I completely forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me.
I think
the
only reason why is because you honor that and give love 365 days of the year. It's not just the one.
Well, I try to. And
Of course, you should.
I do have my moments. And I'll tell you something. When I do have difficulty honoring the messages of my heart, sometimes I find myself needing to move the energy. As an energy healer and somebody who has taught people, you know, the energetics of change, one of the keys is to honor whatever we're feeling at the moment, even if it's feeling really disconnected from our heart, angry as all get out, or really like feeling so separate from people, which the heart obviously does not do. That connects us to people. We need to honor that and allow that and explore it, have the awareness and allow it to move through. So if you're feeling, say, really angry, then do some kickboxing or, you know, or just allow yourself to feel until it turns into tears or whatever, because behind that anger is pain that's blocking that energy of the heart. So anyway, my concept is, you know, to stay in alignment with the heart, keep moving that energy.
Perfect, perfect. The number, 800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. We'll take one call before our first break, and that's going to be Erin. She's driving around in Bothell. So, Erin, welcome to the show.
Right.
What's up?
Hi, Erin. Welcome to the Christine Epchurch Show.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're so welcome. So, do you want to share with us what you, your particular question is, or do you want me to just pull a card for you?
I was thinking just having you pull a card for me and maybe see what my guides might need to tell me, if you can do that.
Okay. I've got one.
Today.
It's funny because when I work with cards, whether it's for myself or for others, and sometimes when I'm doing, like, you know, a reading with somebody else, the cards tend to light up. And I've got one that's particularly lighting up for me right now. So, Erin, I'm going to assume that this is your card. All right. What I've got right now is the Wisdom of Avalon Oracle cards from Colette Baron Reed. And let's see. This one is the Earth Fairy. Physical health, grounding, and foundations. So the first thing that comes to me is when I tune into your energy is I'm wondering if sometimes you stay sort of more in the ethereal realm than actually rooted here on Earth. Is that the case?
Yes, I have a really hard time actually getting grounded.
Yeah, join the club. I really, when I tune into your energy, it's the same kind of thing that I have issues with, because there's an aspect of it that for those of us who are here to help really shift things and who are on our spiritual paths, sometimes we have reluctance to really ground into the density and the heaviness of humanity. So what this card is saying is to basically, you know, for your physical health, and I also believe that it's a really important part, Erin, of helping with the shift that's underway right now energetically, is to take that higher frequency energy and ground it into your physicality. So do you have certain approaches that you like to take when you're feeling ungrounded, Erin?
Well, I try to do like a meditation with my chakras sometimes, or just, you know, visualize, you know, getting grounded into the earth, you know, but it doesn't always help. I still feel very, you know, out of my body, kind of.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and I know that there are a lot of different approaches. I know that there are certain crystals that can help. Some people, you know, will say that a little bit of good quality salt can help. But, you know, for me, it's really an issue of connecting with nature more and connecting with other people who also, you know, are good at grounding. I have a friend who is actually excellent at grounding. She's very connected to nature. I think she may be an earth fairy herself. And sometimes being around her helps me to ground. But I think there's another aspect for me, and it may be true for you, Erin, when we recognize the importance of kind of taking that energy and focusing it down and going all the way through our body to the earth, through our feet to the earth, that can help me actually do that. And so I know you're driving. Are you still driving, or are you pulled over?
I pulled over, yeah.
Okay.
Safety first, we appreciate that.
Yes, I do appreciate that. And so what I'd like you to do is I'd like you just to, I'm going to do something with you just in the moment, and I'm sort of wondering what your experience is going to be. I'd like you to focus on your body at the moment, and also focus on the guidance and ask your guides to help you to ground the energy. And I'm going to, so just, we're going to take a moment here. So I'm going to work with you here for a minute. Now bring that energy down. Understanding that you're here for a reason, you're here on earth to serve a purpose, and the highest purpose is when that high frequency vibration can come through and ground into your body. Now, can you feel the energy going out through your root chakra and through your feet?
Yeah, I can feel it going through my body.
Okay. Yeah, so my guidance to you would be to work with this, you know, on a regular basis. When you're feeling ungrounded, sort of honor the fact that you have chosen to incarnate right now to help bring this higher frequency vibration down, and just sort of pull it down and trust that because you're here for that high purpose, that you are safe to be grounding that energy.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Erin. We have to go to a quick break, but more here with card reading on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Stop this notice, this crying earth, this weeping show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What we've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? What about flowering fields? Is there a time? What about all the dreams that you said was yours and mine?
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. And it's syndicated in various parts of the world, including a bunch of stations in Australia and lots of other places. You know, just Google it. You'll find your way to it. If you want to get to anything that we've done in the past, you can also go to ChristineUpchurch.com for our archives. All right. You know, we pulled a card at the very beginning of the show. We're doing spiritual card readings. We are looking for messages from our guides, and I'm here to help you get messages from your inner guidance, from that support that we all have. And I love that the first card that we pulled, that's for each and every one of us here, just, you know, right before Valentine's Day weekend, about listening with your heart and to trust those messages from the heart. And we're not talking about the Hallmark version of the heart. We're talking about the heart chakra, the energy of that true love. And I think that's great. So listen with your heart. We have other callers, don't we, Benny? And before we get into that, can you please remind listeners of the telephone number?
Sure, we'd love to do that. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. The sun is starting to come through. It's parting, and we have our callers. So Margo from Bellevue, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Margo. I have to tell you that there's a number that just flashed up on the screen as we were getting you on here, 111. And it's kind of funny because the 111 is a sacred number. It's a gateway, an opening, and the first activation that I helped channel through is called the 111 activation. It started coming through on January 11th of 2011. So on 111/11, it started coming through. So I just have to tell you, I love those kinds of numeric synchronicities, which brings up the reminder for people to look for those kinds of synchronicities, because our guides speak to us in a variety of ways, including through numbers. So, Margo, do you have a particular question, or would you just like me to pull a card and for you to get some spiritual guidance?
Well, if I have a question, it's Valentine's Day. It might be about is there a relationship in my future? Uh-huh. But I'm totally open to you just pulling a card.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because the cards that I just got out are Doreen Virtue's Healing with the Angels cards. So I'm going to honor that. That was my sense to pull those out. And I'm just going to look for a card for you here and give me a minute to tune in and see which one is actually. Okay, there's one right there. Huh. This one is Ideas and Inspiration. Huh. So when you're thinking in terms of bringing a relationship through, and of course, we are energetic beings, and what we have in our thoughts, how we're inspired to sort of, create in our imagination determines, but it's part of the reason, part of what determines our reality. And there are other issues too that can get in the way of sort of manifesting. But it is those ideas of what we want to manifest and how we are inspired and how we feel emotionally about it that magnetically attract it to us. So I'm kind of curious, what are you inspired to bring through in a relationship?
Someone that is honest.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that cherishes me.
Uh-huh.
Someone that is athletic, full of life, and a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So how do you want to feel when you're with that person?
I want to feel cherished.
Okay. And do you think in terms of how you'd feel physically around them? Do you want to feel at ease? Do you want to feel spunky? Think in terms of grounding those thoughts into your body of what it would be like to have that person in your life.
Kind of excited.
Uh-huh. Okay. And in terms of your own psychological growth, like the kind of psychological connection that we have, and yes, indeed, good connections are filled with a lot of wonderful things, but the connections can also help us to clear things out. So what is it that you want in terms of how you want to feel sort of within your psyche, within your emotional arena on a day-to-day basis when you're with this person?
Somewhat challenged.
Okay.
Inspired.
Uh-huh.
And creative.
Creative. Okay. So I want you just in this moment, you're not driving, are you, Margo?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so glad. I want you to feel that inspiration, feel that excitement, and I want you to sort of tune in and see if you can feel any kind of sensations. You might feel some tingling somewhere. You might feel maybe something that's kind of like maybe a little stagnation, something that feels a little off. Just tune into your body for a moment.
I feel tingling in my chest.
Okay. It's your heart chakra going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as they've shown scientifically, the energy that we put out there with our heart chakras, our hearts, actually reaches much further than the energy that we put out with our brains, So that tingling in your heart is actually a very good thing. It's kind of like sending out signals to you know, reach out and it's kind of like the beacon that will bring that mate to you.
Okay.
So has it been a while since you've been with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you say that you want somebody you can trust, do you feel that you have some trust issues from the past that may be haunting you a bit?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Margo, what I'd like you to do is just to see if you can reframe your story about what happened and think in terms of what it was that was triggered for you with the mistrust and how you might have benefited and how you might still benefit from having that had that experience. I know that seems weird. Was there some deceit involved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So one of the things I'm actually blogging about this right now is when we discover deceit, we can actually become very empowered by that because, first of all, it's important information. When we have truth illuminated for us, and it's truth that's really unpleasant, but we're in an existing relationship and suddenly we realize things aren't as we thought they were, and we might feel betrayed, angry, terribly hurt. There's an aspect of it that is actually serving us to move forward in much more positive ways, serving for us to release old stuff. And it can actually be very empowering. You get the information and then, you know, all the stuff that's been going on behind the scenes that's been so difficult for you to actually face, you know, in the moment, it was actually happening, right? And it was happening behind your back.
Right.
So that information gives you important feedback about how it is you need to move forward, all right? But there's an aspect of it. When this kind of stuff happens, we typically will feel victimized. And in some sense, we are. However, if we view it as the universe is actually giving us this perfect experience to help shift us into a new realm, to move us forward in a new way, it can be very empowering. And the other thing that I've realized about deceit, when we bought into deceit and we actually, you know, have had this going on behind our back, when we open our eyes to it, we not only open our eyes to the situation at hand, but we also begin to explore the illusions that we bought into. You know, they say the truth hurts, but really it's the facing the illusions that we've bought into as truth. It's the most painful of the experience. So we have to release our illusions. And that can actually be very beneficial because we'll find that we've made some agreements to put blinders on for whatever reason. So
yeah, I have found that it's helped me step into my power.
Uh-huh. And, oh, that's so important. That's so important. And, you know, I was doing an Akashic Record reading recently, and one of the things the guides were showing me was this person, instead of having, like, the light surrounding them, there was actually holes in it, which was allowing, like, these show dark hands reaching in to grab pieces of that person. So I think that when these things happen to us on an energetic level, what's happening is we are recognizing that we have holes, energetic holes, that are allowing people to take from us, they're allowing people to deceive us, and it's an opportunity to heal that so that we have more light. So not only does it not happen again, but it gives us the opportunity to attract others who are of like light. Does that make sense, Margo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to go to another quick
break.
But
great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in, Margo. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I encourage others to call in. We do have some spaces available now. So if you tried calling in before and didn't get through, now you're going to have an opportunity to do that. Benny, the number, please.
Yeah, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more from Christine Upchurch.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself, and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind. Now you're not satisfied with what you're being put through. It's just time to pay the price. Not listening to advice. Deciding in your youth on the policy of truth.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having fun today. We are doing spiritual readings using oracle cards, and I'm also tuning in intuitively and also doing some energy work. So if you have something that perhaps you want to heal, if you feel stuck in your life in a particular way, if you just want to have the fun of having somebody else kind of tune in and pull a card for you, then I encourage you to call in. Benny, what's that magic number?
800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Of course, it's the Love Week,
it is coming up on this.
So if you've even got a question about that, and maybe if a romantic situation isn't going the way planned, or maybe you're looking for it and it hasn't happened, I mean, come on, that's call in. We can use an alias name, too, by the way.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. You can call yourself...
We'll protect the innocent.
Morgana. There we go.
All of a sudden, I'm going to have like five Morganas calling. I'm like, wow, that's such a popular name.
Morgana and Jose. There we go.
Right.
And I love the card that we pulled for everybody at the top of the hour.
Yes.
I think it's, you know, since it's the second half hour, we should pull a card for everybody again.
That's great.
So, Benny, I'm going to have you come over here just for a moment.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Okay. You get to pull a card here.
All right, walking around.
From Denise Lynn's Gateway Oracle Cards. The stack here. Which one is screaming to you here?
Got to put my headphones down. Just like, right there, that one.
Okay. And I do trust in the wisdom of the universe. It means if you're listening right now, whether you're listening live or listening in the archives, this is for you. I like this one. A good card, Benny. Believing in magic.
Yeah.
True magic is abounding in my life is the affirmation. And oh my goodness, you know, I have to tell you, I'm a former research statistician, came from a very rational background. And then I ended up facing the early stages of cancer, and doctors had nothing immediately to offer me. And they told me that eventually I'd go on chemotherapy and I'd be on chemo the rest of my life. So, you know, I was desperate to find things. I was desperate to search for the magic, and I had lost the faith of, you know, in my own body. I had lost the trust of God, you know, the universe, soul, support, or whatever. And I have to tell you that I started doing, you know, affirmations. I started doing visualization. I started doing the things that at that point were just totally cutting edge. We're talking the late 1980s. You know, Louise Hay's book had just come out about healing your life and how there are certain connections between the certain types of illnesses and certain types of, you know, personality issues and blocks in our lives and things that needed to be healed on a psychological level. And anyway, you know, I worked really hard trying to get rid of it, and it was actually getting worse. And there were more lesions throughout a larger portion of my body. And then at one point, I just decided, oh my gosh, I have no control here. And I all of a sudden broke down. I was sobbing. I was absolutely miserable, realizing that I could die of this disease, this awful disease, never have the chance to have children, never have the chance to travel and live my life. And in that moment of that breakdown, that surrender, that I can't control it after all of a sudden, the magic began to come in. I could feel this support. It was almost like it came to me in a voice that said, now you understand. And it also came to me sort of in this tingly fashion. You know, I had finally surrendered and the magic began. And then I felt like I was teaming up with the support system that I had, and I was letting go to it, because part of the welcoming magic into our lives has to do with trusting and surrendering and letting go to that. Because when we are in that flow of letting go, then not only are we taking this wall down to allow the gifts to come in from our support system, but it also gives us the opportunity to kind of open up through our awareness. We might feel a support, that magic support, in terms of, oh gosh, words, you know, about like directions to go, or, you know, a word from somebody who you've loved who's passed over. It might come in the form of some sort of synchronistic event around you. I was talking about the number before that came up with one of the callers, the 111. To me, that's indicating that, okay, that information is, that support is there. And for her, I knew that there was a gateway or opening for her in her life right now. And so it was information that was intuitive that came through from the external world. Sometimes you just might end up running into the right person at the right time, you know, that's magically arranged. You might find yourself sort of just getting a bit of information one way or another from the circumstances in your life. The other way you get information is through the body. You know, your body is the barometer of truth, not only truth within yourself, but truth with other people. It is the barometer of what your authentic direction is and what it's not. So trust in the body as well. For me, I have to tell you, after all these years of doing energy healing work and teaching people, you know, approaches for self-empowerment, I have some very, very important tells within my body that indicate that the magic that is out there for us of support is coming through. And for me, it's like a tingling on the top of my head. It's the crown chakra, the creepy crawly feeling, which I know sounds really weird, but it's not all that uncommon. The creepy crawly sensation on the top of the head of the crown chakra moving. And sometimes I'll get tingling head to toe. I've got a dear friend who is a professional psychic, and she will, you know, she says she gets the goosebumps, you know, the hair will stand up on her arms or on her legs. And so it's indicating to her that she's really tuned in and that magic is flowing. So we do need to believe in the magic and trust that it is abounding in your life, because it is. So the question becomes, if you're not feeling it, if you're not experiencing it, then what are you blocking it with? And how can you let go and allow it to come through? All right. again,
that was beautiful.
Again, thank you.
Yeah.
And it, the magic is there. And, you know, I think that part of being in human form is recognizing that we are made of that magic. We are made of that beautiful spiritual energy that flows in magical ways. And we sort of, we've put on these blinders as humans coming in here. And then, you know, we sort of slowly but surely have the opportunities to take those blinders off.
It's allowing it to happen, too. I bring up a story usually for me, a great friend of mine and couple over in Spokane. They were trying very hard to have a child, and they couldn't. They kept missing and having issues and seeing doctors and all this stuff. And they were
so
just trying so hard. And they're like, finally came to the realization that, like, I guess it's just not going to be for us. And, you know, of course, they love each other. And then they started looking into adoption. Some traveling was happening. And then all of a sudden, within a month of just like things kind of calmed down, they let it just kind of push aside. They got pregnant.
Isn't that
crazy?
Fabulous.
Just the craziest thing ever. And of course, you know, beautiful son. And
That's
yeah,
really
right.
Wonderful.
And it's there's magic in the air there.
Yes.
And you just have to kind of like, of course, subside yourself just a little bit or just reduce the pressure on yourself to always think about those things and just let it happen.
Yeah, that we've been taught in our culture to try to control. And obviously, there's certain things we want to control.
Right.
I need to control the language that comes out of my mouth in case, because healers can sometimes sound like sailors. So
thank you for
I control that.
Restraining yourself, by the way. All this.
And Benny's got all sorts of buttons over there to control. And yes, I know Benny is the one who has to be responsible for dumping the bad words. So I'm sure you do appreciate that. But it's, you know, there are lots of things in our lives that we do need to control. But those things that we attempt to control, generally speaking, are the big things, the finding the relationship,
right.
The getting abundance, the, you know, the getting pregnant. I love that story, Benny. Thank you. So the surrendering, you know, believe in the magic, but also surrender to it. So we're going to go to another quick break, and we have opportunities. You've got an opportunity to call in and get a card chosen just for you. Benny, what's that number again?
800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and surrender. Take that risk. Take the leap. Jump. Go for it.
We'll be back in a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. Love, love, love that song, Believe in Magic.
You got it. That's all you have to do.
And it reminds me of hearing that song when I was a kid. And there's something about being younger where we have a tendency just to be open to that magic and to trust. And then we get sort of jaded when we have some issues that come up for us as adults. But really, that magic is there. And I'm so excited. We've got a bunch of callers now. Mm-hmm. Sandra from Ravensdale, welcome to the Christine Epcher Show.
Hi, thank you.
So do you have a particular question, or should I just pull a card for you?
I think pull a card, because I just got magic in the mail, and then I turned on the radio, and the second I turned on, it said, call if you want a card pulled, and I thought, okay, there's another message around that. Okay.
Boom, just happens like that.
All righty. Okay. The card I just pulled is out of Colette Baron Reed's deck, and it says the Queen. And it's about woman, fertility, feminine power, sexuality, and friendships. So the thing that's screaming out to me right now of that list is feminine power. Are you having something going on right now that is sort of encouraging to shift more into your more authentic power?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. And have you had some challenges with that?
Yes, my own personal blocking things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the blockages for relating to embracing our power, for me, I think, tend to come in one of two ways. One is we misunderstand what true power is. And because of that, we're reluctant, especially as women. You know, we've been culturally trained to think that, you know, power is like, it's masculine, power is aggressive, power is something like in the external world, and it hasn't always felt good to us, and so we tend to shy away from it. But the other thing that feels much more true to me about you is that we often don't embrace our power because the ramifications of stepping into our power are huge in terms of how we find we have to show up in the world in a new way, in terms of bringing our gifts and who we need to let go of in our life. Does that make any sense to you, Sandra?
Big time, yeah.
Okay. So I would encourage you to trust that as you embrace your power, as you step into that authentic self, which is what, you know, embracing our power really is, to trust that the letting go that you need to do is absolutely perfect. And I know that the letting go in human form can hurt like the dickens. Trust me. Been there, done that, still doing that in certain ways. But the gifts on the other side of it are huge. So I would encourage you to just sort of trust and go ahead and let go when you need to let go. Think you can do that, Sandra?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks again for calling. And now, Benny, we've got, who is the next person?
Well, let's go for Kim from Port Townsend area. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi.
So, do you have a particular question, or shall I just pull a card and let the guidance that be figure out, you know, what it is you need to hear?
I want it, just a random card pull.
Okay. Well, it's not a random card. It's a very, very particular card, very special card. Okay. Because I don't believe in randomness. It's funny because I'm a former research statistician, and the statistics is all based on this concept of randomness, which I don't believe in. All right. I've got a card. Ooh, I like this. Making my crown chakra light up. Divine guidance. So, Kim, do you feel that you're getting divine guidance on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay. So, is this something that you feel inspired to share with others?
Yes.
Okay. So, my question to you is, do you have some sort of resistance to fully stepping into sharing the divine guidance that's coming through for you with other individuals?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, yeah, that's my sense of it. And it feels like the visual I'm getting is a huge rush of, it's almost like this thick ethereal light coming down through your crown. And it's almost like it's getting blocked about halfway down. And the visual I'm seeing is it's getting blocked in your hands. And I don't know if that means that you want to be a healer, per se. Is that something that you'd like to do?
I've never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing the blockage there, but I think that the hands may just be relating to reaching out to others to share, because it feels like this card is about you stepping into your gifts of your natural divine guidance that's flowing through right now. Do you feel that there's something that you can do to sort of show up fully to share your gifts?
I would like to. I'm not sure how.
Mm-hmm.
Because I should put more thought into it. Huh?
Right. And I'd encourage you to not try to think about it too much, because what I'm seeing coming in is huge. And so put the questions out there. That's huge, people. You know, one of the things we need to learn to do is to ask for guidance about very specific things. And so, Kim, I encourage you to ask your guides for very specific information. How is it that you're supposed to share it? And it may come up something like on a daily basis, like, okay, well, you know, you may have something come up in that acquaintance that you're talking to at that dinner party. Suddenly there's something you need to share with them. Or it could be, you know, meeting, you know, the right person who's going to help you to develop your gifts, or to help you create an avenue for sharing it, you know, within a business perhaps. But I definitely see a lot of that divine guidance already coming through. So thank you, Kim, for joining us today. And we have another caller. Who's that?
Yeah, I think we have time for one more. We'll take Cheryl calling in from Seattle. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Good to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Do you want me to just go ahead and pick a card? We have to do this fairly quickly.
Yes, just pick a card really quickly. I heard your number. It was Karen, so I figured that somebody has something to say to me.
Okay. And I think you're right. The card that I pulled is one of Denise Lynn's gateway cards, and it says, making a difference. And here's the affirmation. My inner light shines far and wide. Do you feel that you're making a difference in people's lives?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that what that card's telling you is that you are, and that you have the opportunity to do that more so. And I want to encourage you to step into your, how do I put this? It's like I'm feeling it, I'm sensing it. Step into your core more, because as you're in that core place of you know, it's heart, but it's also it's power in the third chakra as well. As you're in that core, then just on an energetic level, you're making a difference, but you're also going to be making choices that will help you to share the gifts in a way that make a difference for others. Does that make sense?
Oh, good. Yes, I'm so glad to hear that.
Okay, good. Well, I'm so grateful that you called in today, Cheryl. And for all the callers, I really appreciate talking to you. I love the fact that there are lots and lots of listeners out there, and I hear from people from all over the world, but I do get a real kick out of talking to you on air And I'm so grateful that you called in today. And if you ever want to listen to archives shows, we've got some big name people and some others who are lesser known who are filled with wisdom. Go to ChristineUpchurch.com. Also, if you're interested in the services that I offer, including the intuitive readings, the Akashic Record readings, and the energetic healing and transformation that I offer, go to ChristineUpchurch.com, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye, everybody.
And don't forget to believe in magic.
Yes, yes, and listen with your heart. Happy Valentine's Day.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.